And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Ogden USD 383 School Board President Marsha Roselle, Superintendent Marvin Wade with us today, 537-1350. Pretty important meeting tonight. We've already mentioned, of course, leading things off with action on the Manhattan High School mascot, not taking public input at that point.
Correct.
That was done last week.
That's so correct. Yeah.
Just enforce that with people, and I mean,
encourage them to tune in on the TV, sit on your couch, and enjoy it.
How many people can come? So
exactly.
You might get turned
exactly.
away. So. Just to let people know that. I guess moving along to other items on the agenda, I guess some donations. We always like to mention those.
We always appreciate the donations we get. We had $500 cash donation from WestEP for Marlette Elementary to support their wellness activities. And this brings the total from WestEP to $3,400. $10,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to College Hill Preschool for student fees. Those are some of our littlest charges that we take care of. $520 Dylan's gift cards from Service Master to USD 383. These are for each school building to present to families that could benefit from these gift cards to Dylan during the holiday season for a meal. $1,350 cash donation from Sodexo and affiliates to Manhattan High School for field trips and science experiment competitions. $2,992 cash donation from Manhattan Cross Country Fitness Challenge. That was, back in October. And the following elementary schools received the amounts. Amanda Arnold received $983. Northview Elementary, $483. TR, $633, and Woodrow Wilson, $893. And this was a total of $6,034 for a total donation this time of $15,362. And we're very thankful for these dollars. All of them will be put to good use in the district.
Anything else, Dr. Wade, that we want to mention from the meeting? I guess just some of the, you know, other highlights or... Not really. Okay.
You know.
Now, you'd mentioned something about legislators, though. I don't know.
Yes, they're the last thing on the agenda. We'll talk about, we're having our legislators, Tom Hawk, Tom Phillips, Sidney Carlin, come. We invited them all, but those are the three that can make it, I believe, for next meeting, which is December 18th. They'll be there a little bit early. We'll meet with them at 5 o'clock.
December 21st, maybe.
December 21st, yeah, because that would be a Monday, and I'm sorry, I'm off
That's
a day.
Okay.
December 21st.
Thought I'd throw that in there.
Thank you. That helps. And so they'll be there December 21st. It was January 18th. That's why I had 18th on my brain. That meeting, we'll get to talk with the legislators before they start the legislative session in Topeka. And so it's great because we obviously have the finance formula that we've given input for, and we hope that things will get decided on that budget formula.
I know we have our usual list from the before mentioned Michelle Jones, that we always like to kind of mention some of those different things. And I guess, Marsha, you want to lead off and Marvin can join in where he needs to.
Sure. Well, as I heard that there's no snow right now, but we do know that snow is coming. And so a reminder always that we have the winter weather procedures. And USD 383 has a snow team, and they monitor the weather through our local media, Riley County Emergency Management, and the National Weather Service.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, please.
I can see why you slid that piece of paper toward me. This is an area I'm responsible
yes,
for.
Yes, it is. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and read it?
And as a veteran superintendent, I'm used to what happens when these decisions are made. I know that, you know, it's just tough, and that's
just
part of
roads
it. But
we take
it very seriously. Mm-hmm. That we do have a snow team. We've met a couple of times. We know our territories. We get out. We watch the weather forecasts. We watch what actually is transpiring as a storm's coming through, as opposed to what they say is going to happen. What's really happening as it's coming through? We get out and drive the streets of Manhattan.
You actually get out and drive.
We do
and check
get
them
out.
Out.
We drive. We've got different people assigned different areas. I'm not going to name them because I don't want people lobbying them. But we do get out early, check the conditions, and then meet at the office. You know, and if we can't get to the office, then we know what the decision's going to be, obviously.
Right.
I'm kind of joking, but we do get out, drive around, talk about what we saw, what we heard from the city, the county, other places, make a decision as soon as we can. We know it needs to be by 6 o'clock, and we get it sent out to the community. The best way for people to get the most current information, I mean, almost like right as the decision is made, would be to go to our website, which is www.usd383.org. And on there, there's a big yellow sign that says Communication Portal. If they click on that, then they have an opportunity. They can either sign up for e-notifications, which would be emails, or there's also it's TextCaster, which that's where Michelle Jones gets on there and sends out right away the text messages and or the emails notifying people that there has been a closure or a delay or an early dismissal. So just go to our website, sign up for that. That's the fastest way to get the information that's available.
I know we try to get it up just on our website just as soon as we possibly can.
Yeah, and Michelle wanted me to remind people, too, that rarely do we do a delay start or a closure because that's just – it's very hard to get parents notified to pick up their kids. You know, so that doesn't happen – That's a rarity. So most likely it's a closure. And parents always have the right to keep their kids at home if they feel uncomfortable about the weather.
And I want to reinforce that message, that they know the conditions where they live better than any of us do. Even though we're driving around, we don't hit every street. We don't know all the conditions. So if somebody feels that it's unsafe to send their child to school, we recognize and honor that parental responsibility, and if they just let the school know that they're not sending their child, that's the only expectation we would have. And then also, it is cold. It's probably going to be cold for a while. Coats, hats, gloves, you know, appropriate attire for the students to keep warm, adjusting to the weather conditions is huge. We try to do things about having clothing available. Oh, that's the other part, too, is we do have clothing available for students that need coats, hats, gloves. There's ways that we can help with that. So if you've got if you're in a situation where you can't provide for your kids in that regard, we can help. But please dress them appropriately.
Yeah, those elementary teachers need to take those kids out for recess. It's good for the kids. It's good for the teachers. Everybody needs that fresh air.
Do they have kids show up in shorts or anything? I know I see college-age students still walking around.
Oh. How is that possible? But, you know, it's important to dress appropriate because they will go out for recess unless the chill factor is low. And so, yeah, dress your kids appropriately because they need that fresh air too, even if it's just for a few minutes. Sometimes I just remember being at Marlette and they'd go out for just 10 minutes at a time, but that helped to get everybody settled back down and be able to reteach. So the other thing is finals at MHS will be on Monday, December 19th and Tuesday, December 20th. So I'm sure all of our high schoolers are studying already for those finals. There's no school then at USD 3-3 from December 20th to January the 4th. And school will resume on Thursday, January the 5th. And we're wishing everyone a happy and safe holiday season.
Very good. Well, I guess since we have just a few minutes here at the end of our time with you, I always like to visit year-end highlights. And since I have kind of the two head honchos here right now, let's go ahead and do that. Now, I know I've had other school officials always kind of chuckle at me because this really is not your year-end. This is really the middle of your year.
Right, right.
But, you know, in the interest of putting together this package that we do at the end of the year, we really like to take a look. And obviously, Marsha.
Our biggest highlight sitting right next to me right here, that we hired a great man in Dr. Wade. You know, I remember getting on the board and learning that Dr. Shannon was going to step down. And boy, that took on a whole, that was our focus a year ago this time. We were working very hard on getting applications. And then January we did interviews and I'm very pleased with Dr. Wade and glad that he is here with us. He's done an excellent job in the short time of 6 months that he's been here.
And changing the direction of this.
Yes.
Thank you. That was kind of you. But the modified block at the high school and the student advisory period at the high school is allowing some opportunities for some things to occur that they've wanted to do in terms of supporting student success. So, and what another aspect of it that's great is they continue to get feedback from the students about what's working, what's not working, how to continuously improve in that effort. So they're not seeing that as the solution in and of itself. It's just part of the solution for making a great school even better.
And not to be negative, I mean, there have been a couple of big issues, and we'll be airing this actually usually the last couple of In Focuses. We'll kind of take a look, and I know you can't speak to the one yet because right. you haven't decided yet, but the mascot issue, obviously huge this last year.
I think the budget is huge, too.
The budget with the state.
That's been a big, I mean, that's a statewide issue that we have and difficult because, you know, we've seen what has happened with CAPERS and all of that. That's been huge. It's hard to make difficult budget cuts at a district where we know that the biggest expense we have is salaries, right? And so then it becomes our teachers who are the most important for those students. And so how do we make those cuts? And we did increase, one of the highlights was we were able to give an increase to our classified staff, but it wasn't enough. You know, it was not what we would have liked to have given them. And to live on those salaries, I know, is still difficult. So, you know, the budget in my mind remains huge.
And Superintendent Wade, I felt sorry for you at the beginning of the school year with all the sickness at the high school. Did they ever figure out?
I'm glad you asked
that.
Because no, we've reached the point where we've stopped asking, and it I just don't think there's any more tests that can be done. The samples they got, they sent to different labs, tried different tests. I really do think Riley County Health Department's tried everything they can to figure that out and just don't know what it was.
How many students did we end up with? Do you remember? I know that at its peak, it went on for at least a couple weeks, if not a little bit more.
I'd hate to give a number.
Yeah. And it kind of vacillated, too. I mean,
right.
one day you'd have so many students out. And so, I mean,
right.
I can see
what
it's
I remember
difficult.
is the numbers being out. We're not out of line with what we would see with flu season. So it wasn't like half of our students were out. It wasn't anything to that extent. It was for a short time period, you know, a few days, it was high for that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
But it got a lot of attention.
Well,
not very much of it good.
Well, it's an understatement to say you had a couple of really big challenges right off the bat.
And yet it gave me an opportunity to get to know people from different entities that I wanted to build relationships with. And Lacey being new, Eric being new last year, we had an opportunity right away to get to know Riley County Health Department officials, and some of them are new. So it not the ideal circumstances, but we try to make we deal with what we need to deal with.
You're still smiling.
Oh,
when I first met you, that's one thing that stood out is just your smiling, kind of optimistic personality.
I enjoy it. There's parts of it that are frustrating, but they would be frustrating for anybody in this position. So I'm just thankful to be in an opportunity where I can try to make a difference and move through some of those barriers and keep us moving forward. And the things that are easy have been done. And I don't mean that against, you know, but the things that are easy get taken care of. It's those difficult issues that we need to move through or around, whatever it takes in order to get them off of our plates once and for all.
Well, before we wrap up, anything else at all, Marcia, that we want to talk about today? Or?
Again, I encourage everybody to tune in tonight on their TV as opposed to coming to the Robinson Education Center just because it's limited with 103 people. And we want this issue to it will get decided tonight. Not willing to table it. I know it's been a divisive issue, but I'm really hopeful for some good forward momentum and some continued discussions.
Well, it looks like we might have a phone call. I figured we couldn't get all through the whole half hour.
Let me get one real
sure,
quick thing.
Sure. Just, go ahead, Marvin.
I don't know if anybody who has not seen our marching band perform.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a marching band perform inside before, but last week at Rezac, hearing them perform, it was just outstanding. So I had,
our Northview people are going to, our Northview kids are going to sing. So for Pearl Harbor Day and to honor the World War II veterans.
We had Lori on our program.
Yes.
That's right, just last week. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Does the superintendent there have a fund where we can look after the teachers with all these extras that they need? We sure, as grandparents, we'd sure like to contribute to something. Thank you.
We do. You've noticed on the program, we have the donations and the grants opportunities every board meeting. So call our office, and we'll do everything we can to take advantage of this opportunity. Thank you for that call. That was a very pleasant surprise. Yeah, thank you.
He's one of our regular listeners.
Yeah,
we appreciate
it. Our teachers do. They spend a lot of their own dollars, you know, and so get involved. I encourage you to get involved with your grandchildren's PTO. At each elementary school has a PTO group, and they're usually collecting funds for iPad carts or, you know, I was discouraged earlier that we had to buy a copier at one, but you know, they constantly are watching what the teachers need in each of the buildings, even all the way up through the high school level. We have needs that can be met through the PTO.
Well, again, appreciate both of you stopping by. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And I do not envy you, Marcia, having to make those kind of decisions. Appreciate Manhattan Ogden USD 383 School Board President Marcia Roselle, Superintendent Marvin Wade with us today. We'll take a break. Dr. Derek Jackson will be joining us as Kansas State University's Assistant Vice President of Student Life and Director of Housing and Dining Services at K-State. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.